This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Final numbers are coming in, and it's now possible to say that financially, 2004 was the airline industry's second worst year ever. One airline, Delta, lost $5 billion, and the industry combined managed to lose close to $10 billion. Today, we're beginning a series on the airline industry, how it went into this dive and how it's trying to climb out. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The airline business has always had its ups and downs, but big carriers like Delta used to have an advantage. Not anymore.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the flight deck, getting our welcome aboard Delta's Flight 931 with service for Salt Lake City.
When this Delta flight took off from San Diego last week, 95 passengers were on board. Given Delta's average ticket prices, the airline lost money on every one. The problem is no longer empty seats, as it was in 2001. Planes today are fuller than ever. But the average airfare is so low, Delta would have to fill every seat on this 737 and have passengers standing in the aisles just to break even. Those discount fares are dictated by carriers with labor costs far lower than Delta's. For years, big airlines fended off such competition by matching low fares in select markets while charging higher prices elsewhere. But former airline executive Michael E. Levine says the big carriers can no longer do that, now that three-quarters of their passengers have a low-cost choice.
When it's Southwest and America West and JetBlue and Frontier and so on, that's what's really changed. And they can't sort of isolate them and all pile on.
At the same time, travelers like Salt Lake City passenger Kevin Kowalty have become more sensitive to airline pricing, thanks to popular internet sites that make it easy to shop for bargains.
I mean, it's the most convenient to be able to look and be able to price shop. Price and flight times are probably the most important to when I'm taking a look at everything.
It doesn't much matter to Kowalty which airline he flies. Mark Gerchick, who used to head the aviation program at George Washington University, says air travel has become just another commodity.
People are willing to say, look, I'm not in it for the excitement or the joy of travel, so my determinant's going to be price. Not luxury, not frequent flyer, not service even.
Not much luxury here in seat 16D. Luckily, it's a short flight. In less than 2 hours, I'll be on the ground at Delta's hub in Salt Lake City.
Jacqueline Jenkins, please report to gate D, Delta 3, immediately.
Hubs are one of the things that distinguish old-fashioned network carriers like Delta from carriers operating point-to-point like Southwest or JetBlue. Within 90 minutes of landing here at the crossroads of Salt Lake City, I could catch another Delta flight to Tampa, Phoenix, Minneapolis, Denver, Dallas, Cincinnati, or Atlanta. But making those connections means Delta's planes sit on the ground longer, and ground crews are likely bigger. All that adds to cost. That's a trade-off, Michael E. Levine says, network carriers are now rethinking.
There's no question that having airplanes wait for passengers is more expensive than having passengers wait for airplanes.
With low-cost carriers, it's often the passengers who wait. Levine says passengers will pay a little extra for convenient connections, but not a lot more. So Delta and the other network carriers have been scrambling to bring their labor costs more in line with rivals. Delta just negotiated a 32% cut in pilots' pay. But the airline's second biggest cost after labor is fuel, and the world's oil producers have been less forgiving. Delta's fuel bill in the fourth quarter was 75% higher than a year ago. And the soaring cost of fuel is hitting the whole industry, low-cost carriers included.
Good afternoon. In a few moments, we'll begin general boarding of America West Flight 6620 with service to Las Vegas.
America West is one of those low-cost carriers. It spends about half what Delta does for each available seat. But even America West couldn't make money in the fourth quarter when its fuel bill jumped 60%. Unable to pass on that cost, the airline lost almost $50 million. One after another, airline executives have bemoaned the challenges they face with sky-high fuel prices and rock-bottom fares. Then, soon after the new year began, Delta cut fares even further, and other carriers followed suit. A Delta spokeswoman says its fare cuts are part of a broader strategy that also depends on additional cost cuts. Former airline executive Levine applauds that move, but he warns eventually something's got to give.
If you can't run the company on the money that the customers will give you, you don't get to run the company. Eventually, you go out of business.
Until now, airlines have been playing financial chicken, hoping it's the other guy who goes out of business. With nearly every carrier losing money, though, the whole industry looks to be in for a bumpy landing. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.
Our series continues tomorrow with a look at the financial situation of two airlines headquartered in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Southwest has made money in every one of its 32 years, but American is expected to lose more than $500 million this year alone.